Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today marks the anniversary of the February 6th, 1958 Munich air disaster that killed seven of the greatest football players ever. And when we reflect back on this day and you listen to the elders, you take a football team and the worst player on the team is Wayne Rooney. For the people understanding, you know, he'd be the worst player. Imagine that. So if he's the worst, imagine the best. They were unstoppable. The Busby Babes were incredible. George Fent, Roger Byrne, Eddie Coleman, Duncan Edwards, Mark Jones, David Pegg, Tommy Taylor, Billy Whalen. Incredible, not to mention some family and other people that were there. Just incredible. Incredible. I want to get into that later when I get into the Premier League and all kinds of new stuff. Let me see here. Let me fix this. I want to get into, you know, because there's nothing fishy going on in this government, because, you know, you have former Mitt Romney, you know, that guy was the national security advisor. Oh, yeah. And he sits on the board of directors from Burisma. Yeah, there's nothing wrong about that one. Nope. Yeah, Hunter Biden being on the board of Burisma because of his dad. Nothing wrong with that one. That's perfectly legit. Unless it was Trump's son, then it's bad for business, you know. Republicans are calling to expel Romney from the party when the only person that voted against Trump at all in any of it. Every other one went party. Gotta fix some stuff here, folks. But yeah, it's just one of those things. When you're alive, stuff happens. Yeah, that's it's crazy, you know. I want to get into that. Wow. There's still, you know, what's the guy's name again? Tom Perez, the DNC chair, is like, well, we're going to recount because they still don't have the Iowa caucuses there. You know, they'll be at they'll be sitting there and, like, they'll announce who's going to be their presidential running mate, like, who's going to represent the Democrats as president. And they're going to be like, folks, stop everything. We figured out who won the Iowa caucuses. We found out who Bernie Sanders won, but of course they're not going to give him the nomination because too many people on the left say that he's too far left. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. Ecclesiastes 4:12, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for the triple braided cord is not easily broken. Think about that as you go through day to day. And that's the verse of the day. And I chose that because today is a sad day in the history of Manchester United, but it's a strong one because Jimmy Murphy said, no, we're not going to just lay our laurels down. Yeah, I know Sir Matt Busby is in an oxygen tent. I know he's not doing well. I know we lost, but we're going to keep going. We're going to press on. Pardon me. But guess what? And we did. And we've come a long way since then. And every year on this day, we honor those people who passed. And I love the United Stand has been getting some people, and they've been interviewing people that remember the Busby Babes and saw them play. And on the Saturday at 3, if the game was going to be on the telly, he was our best. He had a telly, so he was our best. He was everyone's best friend. And they would go, and it was in the days of the black and white, you know. I mean, way back. You know, because I do remember black and white TVs. It was near the end when I was growing up. Like in like the late 70s, like early 80s. Black and whites were starting to be phased out. But, yeah. I mean, when you look at some of the... I mean, even when I look at some of the old wrestling and stuff back in the day where you could tell how bad the TVs were and like the old football games and... But yeah, it's just, you know, you need to know your history. That's why I got the Manchester United flag, the 2015 Aeon Tour. Yeah, I get everyone, because I got this on the 2009 tour when they came and they played Chicago Fire, and everyone thinks this is that Harry Potter crap. They think, is it Harry Potter? Like, Harry, oh no. Mm-mm. No, not Harry Potter. But, you know. As we get into the moving forward and going through all this stuff and everything that's going on in this wonderful world, because, you know, they're still trying to, I don't know. We're trying to figure out who won the Iowa caucuses. I was gonna take I was gonna take my notes and rip them up like Nancy Pelosi did, because it was just invigorating or some crap she's coming out with, that she stands by what she did. Oh, give me a break. It would be 24/7. 365 coverage if any Republican did that to Obama's. And of course it was her copy, not the official copy, not an official, you know. That's Nancy Pelosi for you. She can't speak. That's what I think they sedate her. I mean, she has to be like, either she's having some sort of like speech issue, like she has like some sort of degenerative disease where she can't speak right, or I mean, because I've spoken better than she does when I'm drunk back in the day. Okay. But anywho. Excuse me, Biden Clinton, you know? I mean, the crap they get away with. No conservative can get away with that crap. Tearing up. Lord, help them. But, you know, now these Democrats are coming out, you know, because I thought O.J. Simpson was innocent. I didn't think he did it. At least by the evidence. But, I mean, you know, now they're saying, well, O.J. Simpson was acquitted. Didn't mean he didn't do it. That's the big thing now. Just because Trump was acquitted doesn't mean he didn't do it. No. It was bull crap, bogus crap that was party line all the way, except for one thing, Mitt Romney. Guilty. Yep. It was party line. Every Democrat was against it and wanted him impeached. Every Republican's like, acquit the man. There were no witnesses. I wish I would have been. I wish I would have had Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Now, since you're, have Elizabeth Warren testify. We want to make sure, since you are Native American, we want to make sure we don't do anything. Like, what are your customs? I mean, how do you, we don't want to offend you. We want to be PC since you're Native American there, Mrs. Pocahontas. But seriously, what they tried to impeach Trump on, well, he abused his power. If they really could have gotten Trump impeached on the crap that they tried to shove down his throat, you could have impeached any president that's ever been elected, from George Washington till now. Barack Obama did an executive order. That's abuse of power. Yeah. It wasn't needed. He should have went through Congress and the Senate and the House and all that. He should have used the three branches of government, not just executive power. That's abuse of power. Obama should be, not only, Obama should be put in the electric chair and just electrocuted. Like, well, that'd be racist because he's black and I'm a white man. No, I'm actually peachy pink. I'm not really white, so. Yeah, that argument that I'm white, yeah. But that's where we're at, folks. That's the wonderful world we're at because, you know, you can't actually, I don't know, have a backbone anymore. I can't believe. Okay. So if Barack Obama, he didn't have any problems. Okay there. Okay. He didn't have a problem. My fanny pack. He had a scandal-free. Okay. I don't know where people get off saying that he was scandal-free. So I'm assuming that, you know, the gun running investigation, that was not a scandal. The Hillary Clinton email debacle, that he had to deal with that while he was president. That was, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. I tell you, folks, it's a bunch of load of nonsense. Mitt Romney's just a sore loser. Well, I can't be president. But show me how he's going to hurt. I mean, show me how Hillary Clinton's hurting. You know, show me how these politicians are suffering. Well, yeah, the pay for life, get rid of it. Go ahead, get rid of it. It might affect AOC if she doesn't stay in Congress anymore, but 90% of the politicians are billionaires. How's it going to hurt them? How's it going to affect them? Huh. Joseph Coffer Black was a former national security advisor for Mitt Romney. Now he's magical. He's on the board of barista, just like Hunter Biden. Gee. Lord help us. But that's the problem. That'd be 24-hour a day, 365, if that was Trump's kid and Trump got him a position. It's amazing how all these Democrats and stuff and some Republicans even are in bed with these Ukraine companies, but they claim Trump colluded with them. They claim that, you know. That's the problem we have in this country. There's no double standard. Okay, whatever there. Yeah, but that's the problem. There is a big double standard. There is. You know, if that was Trump's kid, that, okay, whatever. It is the double standard. When you have a guy like Bernie Sanders with 10 people around him, fully armed, we shouldn't, as your president, I will repeal the Second Amendment I will make this country safe. Oh, yeah, and he's surrounded by people with guns, but he's going to take away your gun? Really? Okay. I just want to sit there when someone says that at a rally. So how many people, excuse me, but how many people do you have, how many Secret Service agents do you have protecting you with guns? How many officers, how many security people do you have around you in your security detail, fully armed and fully loaded? How many? I'm going to sit there. I'm going to make a laser blazer out of a twisty balloon and give it to Nancy Pelosi. Here you go. Protect yourself with that. You don't want us to have, you don't want to have guns? There you go. That's your weapon. If someone tries to shoot at you, you just fire back by squeezing on the balloon and go, pew, 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 pew. Because you don't want guns. You don't want people to have guns. You know, if you're for repealing the Second Amendment, how can you support someone protecting you with a gun? Makes no, it's like wipe before you poop. Don't make sense. Don't make sense. No, because they you know, first of all, if they need me disarmed so they can govern me, legalize cannabis, give everyone a joint, you know, a piece for 2 hours. Mark my words. But that's the problem, folks. Mitt Romney, his national security advisor, he's magically in the Board of Barista. Oh, there's nothing shady going on there. No. So what if Mitt Romney becomes a Democrat? How's it going to... I mean, that's what's wrong. What I see, when you look at England, and they're like, 4 more years of Trump, yes, sir, we're out of the EU. Thank God, that was a mitigated disaster. That's kind of like having a boat that's sinking, and no one's doing anything to fix it, and you're like, well, I'm getting on this boat. It ain't sinking. It ain't, you know, it was a disaster. People want, and people are waking up. That's the thing. People are waking up. And it's not just in America. That, look it. Okay, so let me get this straight. So $20 of my paycheck every week, so that's $40 a month, goes to a king and queen that do absolutely nothing? Huh?
Actually, it's higher than that.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, just for...
Yeah. Argument.
Yeah, but that's how it is. I mean, people are starting to wake up and realize, okay, yeah, okay, let me see here. I think that's why they didn't do they voted down the pay raise for the government people, because they knew that there'd be
if the Queen issues. And King were Manchester United fans, would that matter to you?
I wouldn't care one way or the other.
So you wouldn't care to... You wouldn't care if they took your money if they were Manchester United fans?
If they helped the club, yeah. If one of them, if the Queen became the director of football, yes, sir.
You had to see your Facebook thing, your life.
But it's just, I mean, because what's funny is, I mean, I said this on Tuesday. Bernie Sanders is like the Democrats' guarantee to win the White House. If anyone could do it, he could. If anyone could.
He is getting screwed.
Yeah.
Have you heard what they've only so far come up with 97%. And him and that Buttigieg or Bubbachek or Buttigieg or Buttigieg.
Button Gray. Peter Buttigieg. Yes. Yes, it is. Trust me.
Like I said, but anywho, they're saying that him
what?
And them two are it's split between them.
Yeah, they're wanting to revote, recount, or whatever the crap. That okay? If the Democrats can't even get the votes counted in one day from the Iowa caucuses, how do you expect them to run this country? Case closed. Court adjourned. Next. I miss night court. I love the night court.
Hilarious.
Huh?
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious. I mean, but seriously, if they cannot...
That couple that came in all the time? Oh, what was that? I'm sorry, I was just taking away from the show. I was just wondering what's the name of that.
But what's funny about this whole thing, seriously, if they cannot in one day count the votes in the Iowa caucuses, how do you expect them to run this country? I'll wait. When someone gives me the answer, let me know. Because, I mean, how can you, if you can't even count the freaking one state, and they can't even do it. They can't. They're that stupid. But it's because, and many people believe, it's because they're trying to figure out who they want to have win the nomination. I mean, Michael Bloomberg keeps coming out, well,
it's rigged, and it's rigged against Bernie.
Yeah. Michael Bloomberg has said, sorry, but you're way too left. You're not practical there, Bernie Sanders. That's scary when a Democrat is coming out saying, Bernie Sanders, dude, I don't want to live in North Korea. I don't want to live in Cuba. But you're too far left. That's scary, because I could see a conservative like me saying that and no one believing me. But when Michael Bloomberg, I can't stand the dude. But I got to give him kudos. At least he's on. But, I mean, he's probably saying that just to try to get him in. I mean, not like we're going to be better off with Bloomberg. He's just going to, I think they want to try to get Bloomberg to try to say, well, look what I've done. I'm a businessman too. Look at me. You know? Oh, yeah, you picked Trump. Well, Trump, unfortunately, hasn't changed his rhetoric. The stuff he said in 1980, he's saying today. And a big chunk of it, Democrats have said for the longest time, too, until Trump supported it as a Republican president. Then, like, well, we can't support that. We can't support anything Trump supports. That makes no sense. Even though we supported it 2 days ago, we have to switch our stance. I love the joke where it goes, President Trump today has come out in support of oxygen. Well, my buddy posted a thing to you know, these wonderful wind turbines. Yeah, you know, that earth-friendly wind turbine? Yeah. They're not recyclable, and they show, like, landfills filled with them. And they're trying to find a way to take the wind turbines and be able to actually take the blades and be able to try to figure out something they can do with them. And let's build a wall with them. If you can't recycle them, let's turn them into a wall. Save money. Get rid of the wind turbines and put up a wall. Two birds with one stone. Seriously, folks. But if you know how much crude oil and stuff it takes to run those, they're so far from earth-friendly. Holy cow. It's kind of like they did a thing on South Park because, like, you know, the rainforests are great and all these benefits, and at the end of the rainforest episode they did, like, in, like, the second season or whatever, it showed all the bad things about it. Like, this is why you would want the rainforest demolished, because all these had, like, 10 bad things. It was funny as all get out. It was hilarious. That was when South Park was just, like, funny. Okay. I'm just joking here. If you got kids, I don't really wish they hear this, but teacher's aide accused of getting students drunk and urging them to have sex. Where was this when I was a kid? When I was in high school, there were no teachers wanting to get us drunk and give us beer. We had responsible teachers, thank God. This is sick. She was trying to get, like, she'd invite, like, a girl and two boys over to her house and get them drunk and then try to encourage them to have sex. What is going on here? She's in custody now, inviting a 17-year-old girl and two boys to her house, supplying them with booze, and urging them to have sex with each other. What is going on in this world? I don't understand it.
Well, like South Park would say, well, she has. Remember that episode?
Oh, yeah.
With Ike and his teacher.
Was she hot?
The cops didn't care.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah,
she's hot, right?
Ike. You know...
And it's sick.
Yeah. As much as we kind of joked a little bit, that's like so wrong. It's so.
Yeah. It's not like we don't have a dark, sick sense of humor. Question though, how old? It's not like it really matters, but does it say how old the teacher was or how old the student?
It just said there was a 17-year-old girl. And that's all it really said. It didn't. Yes, Ann Megan is 33. Ashley Ann Megan, 33,
okay.
was like a teacher's aide from Utah. So that would mean since she's from Utah, she's Mormon.
To live
in Utah,
drink.
You have to be Mormon.
Mormon.
It's a state law.
No, it's not. And Mormons don't drink.
Watch Drugs Inc. where this guy is high up in the Mormon church and he...
I watched that episode with you, but I'm just saying, Mormons, part of their thing is...
But they don't drink.
So if she was doing this, if she was Mormon and she was doing this, she risked being excommunicated.
Oh.
Kicked out.
See, this is what I never understood. As a Mormon, you can't drink, but you can have 20 wives. How does that make sense? As I command you, Joseph Smith, you cannot drink liquor.
Hey, do you want to have, can I have a sister wife? You want to have another wife?
No.
Oh,
it's
on.
Hard enough having one wife, let alone two.
Excuse me? Okay, then, how about this? How about a brother husband?
No, what I think they honestly do is like, okay.
If you have a sister wife. How about if you have a brother husband? Where's that religion? That's what I want to know.
That would be perfect. Okay, she's bitchy. You have her now. You take her. It's that time of the month. You have her.
Oh.
Well, that's what happens when the man's tired of the. He just picks someone else. Okay. I don't know how they do it. That to me, when I said I do twice, I said I do twice.
Right.
Told death to his part.
Right. I said I do twice.
Yeah, how can you commit? Okay, well, how can you say you love somebody, but then you have, okay, honey, tomorrow night, I love someone else. So, I mean, I still love you, but I just got to be with her tonight, okay?
Love is shared. You love both of them.
I don't know.
If you watch any, because sometimes on my Facebook watch, you know, those videos or whatever, they come up with, and they suck me in sometimes. I know. But the Sister Wives show.
Yeah.
And they are messed up in their head.
Because it's illegal in most states, and when they were filming, I think they had to move.
If you listen to their kids, they call them nomads. Like, especially this new wife has said she's done moving. Because this is like her third. They recently, last season, moved too. But, yeah, I guess they would move. I guess this guy just doesn't want to settle in one place.
Yeah.
They were just messed up in the head. I couldn't, it's not right. But,
yeah.
I don't want the government to tell them that they can't do it. How does that affect me? It affects if there's abuse in it. Like, with the, there's some LDS affiliations where there's abuse. That's different, but just like gay people, they can go and do whatever they want to in their bedroom. How does that affect me? That's between them and God.
Yep.
I don't want the government to tell me, I don't even want the government to tell me I have to wear a seatbelt, much less if I, who I can and can't have in my bedroom.
Yeah.
That's just my little rant. I'm sorry.
But this is late breaking news here, folks. This is coming in from the public broadcasting channel, PBS, and from HBO, that the Democrats have asked to get count to help them from Sesame Street with the counting of the Iowa caucuses. This is interesting because, you know, one vote for Bernie Sanders, 10 votes for Michael Bloomberg,
Booyah check. It's butt check. I'm sorry.
It's Button Greg. It's Peter Button Greg. But yeah, it's just ridiculous. Okay, folks. I feel like it's when in Florida. No. Yeah, you just punch the thing. Well, I didn't know. You know, remember when Al Gore, that fiasco in Florida? I feel like we're dealing with that here. Thank God this is just the Iowa caucuses. But seriously, folks, if they can't tally the votes for the Iowa caucuses, how do you expect them? Well, this is the same party that said that, just so that you know, Republicans and conservatives and Trump supporters, you can't, we have so many fail-safe systems in this world. You can't rig an election. It can't be hacked. It can't be colluded. It can't be this. It can't be that. But as soon as Trump won, folks, we have a whistleblower who said that he heard that Russia and Ukraine colluded with Trump to help him win the election. There was actually also some rigging, we think. The computers were rigged and hacked. And, you know, all this stuff that we said 2 days ago can't happen, now it can. You know, I don't know how that works. You know, see, the Trump supporters aren't. Yeah, no, we've accepted the results of the election. You haven't. You're still trying to win the 2016 election. I just can't wait to see what crap they're going to try to come up with next to go after Trump. We're going to sign an executive order immediately in the House. It's going to limit. Yeah, Trump's going to have to get approval before he uses Air Force One. He's just not going to be able to take off. Anything Trump wants to do, he's going to have to get approval. So if he wants to eat dinner, he's going to have to get approval from the House before we can allow him to eat. Yeah, I don't see how, with Mitt Romney voting against Trump, I don't see how that is going to help Mitt Romney. America's not for sale, folks, but Mitt Romney is. Or so you, I mean, Pierre Delecto. That's just so bad. It's just sad. They can't handle the fact that Trump won the election. They still cannot handle it. They are being whiny bitches. I didn't like the way Obama was running this country because he was undoing everything Martin Luther King did. I'm 44 years old. Since 1975, I've never been called a racist, a bigot, nothing like that. I've been told I'm in the wrong hood back in the day, but that's it. Wasn't until Obama became president that, oh, I'm racist, or I'm this. Oh, so the Democrats are the ones that aren't racist. The ones that support the KKK and the Aryan Brotherhood and support Jim Crow laws and support segregation. They're not the racist ones. I am. Well, you wanna close the border. Well, they found this giant tunnel for smuggling people into America, but you want a wall. Ha, 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 ha. I'll laugh at that joke with you if you can show me evidence that you were against the wall when Democrats wanted it. If you can show me when Barack Obama said that you come here illegally, we'll send your ass back. If you can say, show me video where you actually posted when Obama was president, and how dare he send Mexicans back? I'm tired of you having people in this country that everything's racist now because Trump wants it, but you supported it when Obama wanted it, and Bill Clinton wanted it, and Bush wanted it, and everyone else. I tell you, it's there's no double standards. Okay. Double standard my fanny pack. If I sound irritated, there's no Deer Creek summer tour date for Dead & Company. Denied this year. Yeah. That's what it is. Oh, wow. The Communist News Network, CNN. You know, Trump. See, there's a thing in court called precedent. And what that means is if something happens, it sets precedent. Just like Obamacare, it set precedent. They can make you wear a tutu. If you don't, you're fined. Just like not having health care. I've talked about it a million times. If they would have impeached Trump, you know what that would have done? That would have set precedent. You could impeach anybody. And I'm calling my congressmen and senators. Okay, I'm going to start doing this here when it gets, okay, whoever is running against Donald Trump, the 1% chance they would have won that election, I'm going to tell my congressman and senator that the morning after the result, if Trump were to lose, which he's not going to, let's just say hypothetically he loses, that next day, the day after the election, you better be putting forth impeachment proceedings and start with here. We've got evidence, and from the day after the election, you need to push impeachment 100%. Maybe we should have done it with Obama. We should have just every day been like, oh, we're going to impeach him. 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 It's never going to. You know, how is that going to fix anything? To my liberal friends, what have the liberals done besides try to win, besides spending 3.5 years trying to win the presidential election of 2016? They spent 3.5 years trying to win the 2016 election. What have they done? What bill have they passed besides? If North Korea attacks us, or Iran attacks us, he has to let the Muslims know so that they can warn them before he attacks them. It's interesting. So it's just one of those things. We will have to wait and see. I'm trying to look this up because someone said that they're playing at Deer Creek. Wow. Riverbend Music Center. Yeah, I'm looking up Dead and Company 2. Oh, they are playing July 15th. Oh, wow, they are playing. Huh. Because when I was on the Dead and Company actual website, it didn't list Deer Creek. Huh. Wow, that's interesting, because the Dan Company show was not listed on their website. Interesting. Very interesting. But, like, for me, I just get lawn seats, so I go, like, the last, like, I don't care when I get them. I've gotten them the day of the show, lawn seats. I don't have to be, like, front row. And the lawn is so much better. You can just chillax. But thank you so much for tuning in. All y'all around the world, thank you so much. You know, it's the world we live in, folks. Changes day to day. You know, you have other states legalizing cannabis. You know, and it's a win-win. And in Kentucky, they're seeing that. Indiana, see, what people don't realize is when you look at those lines, okay, there's 500 people. Hello, this is the Happy Hemp Dispensary outside here in Bloomington, Illinois, and there's over 700 people in line to get cannabis on the first day of legal sales. Folks, those 700 people were smoking anyways. They're now just able to get it legally. It's not like these, and that was just a made-up shot, but I'm just saying, you know, all these lines for people smoking, what you need to do, where did you get it before? Buy it off of them, wherever you got it before, because $100 is going to be way cheaper because they're going to tax the crap out of it until they realize, pardon me, that they don't have to tax the crap out of it to make a boatload of money. You know, every other, see, this is what's going on. Colorado did an experiment. Let's see legal. Okay, medical worked. Let's see about legal, like for everybody. And when all this crap that they said was going to happen as soon as you legalized it didn't, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. There's no violence increase. There's nothing. Alcohol consumption is down. Pain meds are down. Everything is down. Wait a minute, though. Well, look. Let's try it. Washington State tried it. California tried it. Michigan is doing it. Illinois is doing it. They're seeing that all this crap that they said was so bad about cannabis is not the case. Well, people that smoke weed, they can become schizophrenic. No, that's not the case. Schizophrenia, it can make you get that if you have a family history of it. But if there's no family history, you're not going to have that issue. People are waking up to realizing, hey, it's not as bad as they said it was. The problem is, like with hemp, yeah, if you're 0.03% THC or higher, they're taking stuff that's basically like an industrial plant, and yeah, we're going to have to burn these 70 acres because, sorry. Yeah, this whole field, yeah, you got 1 million plants. Yeah, they're above the legal limit. They're going to have to be destroyed. Okay, yeah, I had someone ready to purchase these to turn them into paper and lumber and textiles. Yeah, we're not going to be able to have that. Yeah, take that whole field and concentrate it. You might get like 1 milligram of THC, but it's above the legal limit. You can't have it. It has to be burned because it's the devil. It's the devil's lettuce. Because you made it 0.4% THC. And that's enough to get someone high. Yeah, that's right. They're going to get high. Okay. And there's probably about 50% CBD in there. So... I'm just saying, that's what's going to happen, folks. That's where we're at, though, you know? I mean, people are waking up. Sorry, people are waking up. They are. They're waking up, and they're realizing it's not as dangerous as they said it was. And that's what we need to be, you know. But Indiana will still be like, you're probably gonna get life in prison if you use it in Indiana, and it'll probably be legal in every other state. Folks, Indiana has just announced that they're gonna have a 75-year prison sentence for anyone caught with any amount of cannabis, but everywhere else it's legal. Because Holcomb said, if they federally legalize it, then I'll support it, but until then, okay. That's the only thing I dislike about this state, because we're ultra conservative. We're like, you know, like, we're like way beyond the curve. But I am someone that always said, like, if you really have to buy liquor on Sunday, crap, man, I'm out of liquor and it's Sunday. Well, wow, if you really drink that much that, like, one day, like, if there's a day that you can't buy liquor, you're screwed, you got a problem. But that's just my take on it. It's like I have a gambling problem. I can't win. I just really don't do it. But that's this world we live in, folks. The day-to-day world we live in. Yes, it is, folks. It's one of those days where the truth don't matter, and no matter what you say, no matter what proof you have, Trump sucks, Trump's bad, Trump's this. I mean, it's sort of like there are people that are never going to support cannabis no matter what evidence. Yeah, I had stage 4 cancer and I'm cured. Well, it couldn't have been the cancer. There's no way, because cannabis is so bad. Because if you don't know, young man, smoking a joint is equivalent to like a carton of unfiltered cigarettes. And I'm talking, I thought you would say like the old Kent cigarettes with the original micronite filter that was made from asbestos. Yeah, they worked really well. I actually did that one time when I heard about that. I tried to find original Kent cigarettes back then that had the... probably not the safest thing to buy, but never could find them on eBay. Okay. If you're going to go all out and kill yourself with cigarettes, why not add asbestos in the mix? But seriously, the truth doesn't matter anymore. No one cares. You're either going to support cannabis or you're not. No matter what they show you, no matter what proof. I mean, and that's what's sad about this nation. Trump molested a 16-year-old girl. He did? Oh, wow. That's sad, man. I hope he goes. I hope they throw him out of office for that. How can he? I just made that up. No, no, I don't. No, you could. No, I know he did. No matter what, no matter what you make up about Trump, they'll believe it. And no matter what you have proof of with Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, oh, that's not true. That's not new. It's sad. Got about 9 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of it. I really do. I'm going to get onto a club that I love, United. You know, we rose from the ashes after the Munich air disaster, and whoever thought that Sir Matt Busby would survive. Actually, you know, Jimmy Murphy wasn't even on the plane, and he died before Matt Busby. And if you ever get it, because I'm watching it on the internet, on YouTube, that United movie, because I couldn't find it on, because I was watching it on this year. And that what they did, I mean, the painstaking detail to down to remembering word for word as best they could, like Bobby Troutman, like what this is what he said, as close as I can recall, word for word. Okay, he had 5 oranges in the container when he found out that there was a plane crash and this happened and that happened. And, you know, Jimmy Murphy is the reason why United's still here, because he's like, no, we're going to keep going. Matt Busby, he'll be back. We're going to be. And I think he was not, like deep down, he's like, we've lost everything. I'm losing it. I can't keep it together, but no matter what, we're going to lose. We got to do something. And it just shows the triumph, because like back then, you take like a Sunderland, you take like a championship side, they'd be like rich compared to Manchester United of the day, you know? I mean, this is back in the day when you'd be in the locker room coming out into the tunnel with a pipe. Imagine if Cristiano Ronaldo was coming out of the pitch with a pipe. Okay, we got to thank God for this halftime break. We got to go. I need a cigar. But when you look at United and how far we've come and what do you, you know, and remember, folks, Giggsy, Ryan Giggs got jeered when he started. I'm like, and I will say this. When Alex Ferguson... When Alex Ferguson took Dave Moyes, I'm like, he must see something in David Moyes. He must see something in David Moyes that I don't. Maybe if he's got great players, he'll do something. Because he saw something in Ryan Giggs, and I'm like, why in the heck would you want that lad? He's terrible. He got jeered. He got booed when Ryan Giggs, he's a legend, one of the greatest Manchester United players of all times. One of the best, not the best. The all-time leading scorer is Wayne Rooney. He beat Sir Matt Bones, Sir Bobby Charlton's record. But
my man.
Yeah, he's incredible. But here's my point, though. You know, we've got a ton of youth. We need to get some experienced players in there. And I'm still to this day feel like, okay, let's get Bruno Fernandes in there.
Okay. You blew my mind. Did you just say you had a ton of youth?
Yeah.
That you need experienced people.
To to coach these people that are on the pitch, like 25, like Bruno Fernandes type people that are going to be playing that are on the pitch. Juan Mata and some of those people should be doing this now, but I don't think they are.
I don't think. It doesn't show if they are.
But I can't pronounce this guy's name to save my life, but that guy, N'Golo, I-G-H-A-L, the guy that we got that's on loan, I love this man because he goes, I want Anthony Martial's spot. I'm taking his position. I want that. And I'm like, when he was first interviewed, and I'm like, finally someone gets it. Finally someone's like, I'm not just going to be on the team. I want this spot. I want to earn it. Trust me. We're going to win. I'm here. I'm taking his spot. He's going to be on the bench. We need players that have that hunger that, like, you know, this is not just a shirt. This is an honor. You just don't put it on. If you're not willing to practice 24/7, 365, and at any given – no, I'm sorry. No. When Matt Bugsby was there, okay, there's no guarantee that you're going to be on my team. Prove it to me. Show me. Show me. I want you if practice starts at 8, if you're here at 4:30 in the morning, okay, I see the heart and determination. If you're here at 9 o'clock when it starts at 8, there was a guy on Alex Ferguson's team before he joined United that when they took a photo, he did a photo bomb and did like a funny thing behind it. And he goes, you'll never play for me. If you're going to be I got to know that I have someone that's serious. And you showed me you're a joker, that you're not going to be serious. And he would never, he goes, I want someone that's going to be on my team that's serious. And you don't seem to take this serious. And he would never play him. And that's how Matt Bugsby was, okay? You can have, because you got to understand something. Everything could go wrong Monday through Friday, but Saturday at 3 o'clock, Manchester United made everything right until Sunday again, until you went to church. And then you got right with God.
You need to be right with God.
All the time, yeah. Yeah, but that was just, that was the talk back then. Okay. Hey, you know, this is the one day, Lord, forgive me of my sins and iniquities, because Monday I'm starting all over again. You know, because that was, you know, but. And I honestly think if, this is how it is. Honestly, if we don't get Champions League, if we don't qualify for Champions League, Ollie will be gone. If we get Champions League, I guarantee you he'll be there another year, and rightly so.
Do you think Ali will be gone if they don't?
If they don't get Champions League,
do you
think
that the fans and stuff want him and just want the Glaciers now?
They want to see money spent. They want to see some change. And I think a lot of people feel, there's a lot of fans who are like, well, show me what he's doing tactically. I don't see it on the pitch. He's got, with 90 seconds left, I see players that should be fighting for fourth place, and they're not. They should be consistent, whether it's a draw. You know, they should be winning one game, losing one game. And I think he has so few players that he's like, okay, I got to play you here. He's having to maneuver around doing, because I don't think he wanted to make Bruno Fernandes a CDM, but he had to put him in that role because he had no choice. And you can't blame Ollie for that when he has no choice.
Right.
Call me crazy, but, you know, like with this team, Pochettino might get us a little bit better, but he's still going to struggle. It's not going to be easy.
At least he won't pay Park the Bus. Ollie, they're not paying Park the Bus.
Park the Bus, you know. What you want to do is score as quickly as possible and then just wait for the time to run out. The best way to waste 90 minutes. I can be a champion.
Woo-hoo.
Remember, folks, With a firm alliance of affection and divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.